Good evening. I'm just scanning down my piece of paper trying to find. Just, when you've got glasses that you can only see out the bottom of it, it's like, or out the top clearly, it's good. We're going to read from Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And we're going to start to read at verse 46. Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 46. And depending where you come from, probably depends how you pronounce Bartimaeus or Bartimaeus or whatever you like, okay? So it never comes out the same when I read it. So here we go. They came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and said and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet. He's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus. "Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we pray? Father, as we look at what this portion of scripture has to say to us this evening about shouting loudly, we want to see what and feel and hear what it is you want us to see, hear and feel. Those messages that we get this evening will be different for each one of us. But Lord, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you'll speak in the depths of our heart. And may the words that I speak be the words that you want me to say. If it's not what's on the paper, then so be it. And I pray this in and through the name of Lord Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. I wonder what you'd rather be. Would you rather be blind or would you rather be deaf? Who'd rather be blind? Oh, who'd rather be deaf? Who don't want to be any of them? Okay. If you had to be one of them, most of you would rather have been deaf. More people put their hands up, I think, for being deaf than they did being able to see. You see, if you were deaf, that's right, you can still see. But think about it. You'd never hear the wind in the trees. And there was some wind going about this afternoon when I was sitting preparing for a funeral that I've got on Tuesday. But there was wind happening outside. It wasn't just my two boys. That's probably one good reason to be deaf as well. You'd never hear someone's sigh of sadness. Someone who's struggling, you'd never hear that sigh. You'd never hear the ocean if you stood at the seaside and hear the sea, the breakers happening. You'd never hear it. You'd never hear the sound of music. That's not the film. You'd never hear the laughter that just happened. You'd never hear the song of the birds first thing in the morning, whether you want to shoot them or not. You'd never hear them. You'd never even hear someone say, "I love you." If you were blind, you could still hear the human voice and communicate with friends. But you'd never see the blossom in the trees at springtime. You'd never see the crocuses coming out, or in this time of the year. You're getting the daffs coming out, the daffodils. You'd never see how blue the sky can be. And you would have never seen a rainbow, reminding you how much God loves you. In the Bible reading, there we've got Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, I said it different twice now. He's a blind man. He's by the roadside in Jericho, Jericho being about 18 miles northeast of Jerusalem. And we're told that he's sitting there and he's begging. And as he begs, he hears that Jesus is on his way about. He's arriving. So what does he do? He begins to shout. He would have had to shout loudly to be heard, because verse 46 tells us that along with Jesus there's also a large crowd. He can't see them, but you can imagine that he can hear the noise of this crowd. They're all about to leave the city. It's like they're going en masse. When I arrived here 9 years ago, I was also in Weston-super-Mare travelling and commuting across. So I would have been over here on a Sunday morning, and then Sunday evening I was at Weston-super-Mare Salvation Army. I had kind of double appointment, as it were. And do you know what T4 on the beach is like? Where they have all the music groups on the beach. Well, that finished in time for the end of our service finishing. And as we went out, this whole crowd en masse, and I mean the noise of the crowd, was walking straight past the Salvation Army Hall in Weston-super-Mare, because that's right near the beach. And it was, this crowd were going en masse. And I think about that crowd, and I think about Bartimaeus, and think, if I had to shout over that crowd, how the heck would anybody hear me? He wouldn't have had a microphone. And yet, he was heard to shout. He's not deaf. He's just blind. Everything about Bartimaeus, everything he does, from the begging to the shouting louder, as we're told in verse 50, just the shouting wasn't enough, so he shouted louder. To the jumping up, to the throwing off his cloak, everything he does is not about being a careful Christian. He's not a careful, conservative Christian in any way that he does things. He shouts, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Even if the disciples hadn't quite worked everything out about Jesus, the man they're following, Bartimaeus recognizes Jesus as the Messiah. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The fact that he shouts louder shows how desperate he was for Jesus to take notice of him. He's in pain. He's blind. He wants relief. And so he shouts loudly. You know, very often, it's when we're in pain that we shout out to God. "Lord, have mercy. Give me a break, Lord. Why is life so difficult? Why do I have to suffer with this? What have you got against me, God?" And there's nothing proper, nothing pious, nothing proud, and nothing even careful about Bartimaeus. He wants healing. He knows Jesus is the answer to that, and so he persists in honest need and shouts. He's being very assertive towards Jesus. "Have mercy on me." He doesn't care about the crowd. He's shouting. Can you hear him shout with this massive crowd? Put yourself in a football pitch and just imagine Wembley full, and you're the lone voice shouting. You want to be heard. How loud can you shout? Let's test it out. Okay? How loud can you shout? If you can, I want you just to shout what Bartimaeus did. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. See who can shout the loudest. Off you go.
Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
You don't need this.
If you don't want to be beaten from over there, you need to shout a bit louder. So once more, off you go.
Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
That's not bad. But I kind of think that was Bartimaeus' first reaction. I think when people told him to shut up, he got even louder, probably, than you did the first time. But look at what happens. Look at what happens. Many rebuked him. Many told him to be quiet. If you sit on a train and you're in the quiet carriage, where it actually says, do not speak on the phone. And so you hear someone speaking very loudly on a phone or very loudly in the conversation that they're having with the person two rows away. What do you want to do? You want to tell them to be quiet. Listen to someone shouting in a supermarket, and my instinct is to walk away. But actually, you want to tell them just to be quiet. I expect people in the crowd felt much the same. Embarrassed? Jesus was about, stop your shouting. But you see, that's when Bartimaeus gets louder. Because he's not discouraged. He's not discouraged because no one's actually led him to Jesus. They've left him. He's one of the outcasts because he's blind. He's begging. He's not discouraged because people told him to stay away or to be quiet. He shouts all the more loudly. Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, prayer pulls the rope below and the great bell rings above in the ears of God. Some scarcely stir the bell, for they pray so languidly. Others give but an occasional pluck at the rope. But he who wins with heaven is the man who grasps the rope boldly and pulls continuously with all his might. You see, as Bartimaeus gets louder in his shouting, Jesus stops. You could almost hear the crowd suddenly stop. He tells everyone that's having a go at Bartimaeus, he tells them off. He stops everyone having a go at Bartimaeus because he stopped. And he says, call him. Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Now you can imagine that they're a bit miffed with that. Bloomin' heck, we've come all this way to see Jesus, and he wants to stop for him? How often do we want to hear those words, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling? How often do we want to hear, call him, call her? Times when we're feeling overloaded, times when we're feeling overwhelmed with what we've got on our plate, when we've got too many things to handle, too many bills piling up, and not enough money to pay for them. No time for pleasure, no time for energy, and we want God to say, call them. Some verses don't use that word cheer up, some say take heart, be of good courage. And you know, we need to hear that. We want to see Jesus standing right in front of us. We want to take notice of Jesus. We kind of want him to say, cheer up, take heart, I'm calling you. I'm calling you. But look at the response. Total abandonment, no inhibitions, because Bartimaeus jumps up and he throws off his cloak. You can almost picture it, that he just, you know, throws the cloak with the imaginary cloak hook, okay? but he can't hit it. I wonder who it hit if there was a load of crowd. But he jumps up and he finds himself right beside Jesus. By shouting, "Have mercy," Bartimaeus knew that he needed Jesus. He didn't think God owed him for his lack of sight. He didn't think God owed him a favor. He wanted God's gracious mercy. We have a once a month a prayer, praise and pudding. They bring a pudding and they eat the pudding, and then we do some praise, and then we finish with some prayer. And a couple came to that prayer this week who have never been to the prayer, praise and pudding, and they're on the verge of wanting something. They know they need something more. And speaking to the couple just as they went out, she said, "I think God can help me." He said, "I'm not really religious, but I think God can help you too." So I'm going for 2 for 1, I said this morning. I'm going for buy one, get one free. Okay. But they're saying, "Have mercy on me." Jesus then says, "What do you want me to do for you?" What a question. Was it not obvious what this man wanted? He's blind. He needs sight. What do you want me to do for you? Here was a blind beggar. And I think Jesus asked this question so that the crowd would know that it wasn't money that Bartimaeus was after. How would you answer that question? What do you want me to do for you? Think about that for a moment. Don't think what you want him to do for them, but what do you want Jesus to do for you if he asked you that question? Bartimaeus says, "Rabbi, I want to see." By saying "Rabbi," he's expressing submission to Jesus. It's like saying "Lord, Master." It's like saying, "I know that you're greater than I am. I know that there's something about you, and you've got the answer to my prayers." And all he's got is the sense of Jesus' presence. He can't see the man. And when he said, "Have mercy on me," it was a general prayer. "I want to see" gets right down to the heart of the matter. When he says, "I want to see," it's specific. Think back to the answer that you just gave in your heads. What do you want me to do for you? Was it a general prayer? "Have mercy on me." Or was it specific about what you actually need? You know, whatever the answer, what we want from God should glorify him. You see, there's power in the asking, in the question, and there's power in the answering. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. Everyone who seeks receives. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Jesus in those verses is telling us to be persistent in pursuing God, to carry on, to not give up, to ask for more peace, to ask for more patience, to ask for wisdom, to ask for love, to ask for grace, to ask for mercy. The list goes on. And he says, "Ask and I'll give it." What do you want most for Jesus to do for you? You see, Bartimaeus' faith, his boldness in his request, brought healing of sight. He could see. imagine the view that he got. But he doesn't just stop to enjoy that view and say thank you to Jesus. But that's okay, I'll be off now. He doesn't say that. It tells us that he followed Jesus along the road. Because of his faith, he got what he asked Jesus for. He was healed. He got healing of sight, but more than that, he got healing in his life. He finds a new life. He follows Jesus along the road. This morning at the Salvation Army, we were thinking about having the courage to follow and what that means. Are you seeing who Jesus is? Are you seeing that Jesus came to bring you life in all its fullness? He wants more for you than what you've got now. There's more to come. Life's so amazing that it changes you. For Bartimaeus, it didn't just change his sight. It changed his heart as he followed Jesus along the road. Have we got the faith like he had to unashamedly jump up and follow Jesus? To unashamedly shout louder for what we really, really need Jesus to do. Unashamedly jump up, unashamedly follow him, to live by the standard for our life that God sets. To put Jesus first in our life. As we said, Bartimaeus didn't just get the sight and say, thank you, that's it, I'll go now. He put Jesus first by following Jesus along the road. What would you ask him to do? How loud can you shout? Let's pray. Father God, sometimes we can be those conservative, middle-of-the-road Christians who become very quiet and just accept the norm. But you are a God who has more for us than we can ever possibly imagine or realize. You've got a life, an abundant life, ready for those of us who seek you and shout to you. Because we want you to be part of it. We thank you for Bartimaeus. We thank you for the example that he sets. To not just pray specifically, not just pray generally, but to really get to the heart of the matter. And Lord, when we pray, may it be a specific prayer. When you ask us what it is you want me to do for you, help us to have those open hearts, the honesty that really gets down to the heart of the matter, that shouts loudly so that you can hear and answer those prayers. And for whatever we need this evening, whether we need to feel your love more powerfully than we do, whether we need your forgiveness, whether we need a sense of peace, whether we need more patience, whether we need self-control, whatever we need, Lord, we pray that we'll, as we ask you for it, that we'll receive that from you. Lord, we thank you that you are here amongst us. And I pray that as the prayers have gone out for me and for the Salvation Army, I pray for here, for Welton Baptist. I pray that you will be glorified, lives will be changed, and people will see you in all your glory. Father, we want more. We want to see you more. We want to see what you have to do in this town of ours. It's not just the one or two we want, Lord. We want a whole town for you. We're not greedy much, but we do want you to do amazing things in and through every church in this town. We thank you for this week of prayer of Christian unity, when we can cross the divide, when we can cross the boundaries, and we pray that that will continue. And we will pray that you'll work within all of our churches as we work together to bring your town to Jesus. So bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.